Good evening. This is a joint episode of the podcast. I am Truman Capote, or a good render of him. Tonight, we're going to talk about my good friend, Debbie Reynolds. She could really light up the room. Right now, she is with her daughter, Carrie Fisher. This is a special edition. The doctor is away, and Capote will play, y'all. My first recollection of Debbie Reynolds was when she was acting in movies with Betty Davis. She was good friends with Liz Taylor when she was still known as Elizabeth. She wasn't called Liz until she got older and slutty. So, Debbie Reynolds meets a singer, and Frank Sinatra told her, don't marry a singer. And she married a singer. So tonight, we're going to talk about that. The gay community loved, well, I did too, I was part of it, loved Debbie Reynolds. She could walk into a room and just show you that you were a gay lollipop. Something that Shirley Temple Black lacked in many, many ways. Tonight's episode is going to be short. Classic films and dark humor. That's what I'm here for. I provided dark humor in Breakfast at Tiffany's. You see, originally, I wanted Marilyn Monroe to play Holly Golightly, but Holly Golightly was based off of my good friend, Gloria Vanderbilt. So I thought, she needs to be a dark-haired raven bitch. Lee Razzowell was not an actress, and Jackie could have played her. So we settled on my other friend, Audrey Hepburn, who was very virginal. Nothing like Gloria Vanderbilt, because when you think of Gloria Vanderbilt, you don't think of virginal. You think of, money. Yes. So tonight, briefly, we're going to talk about Debbie Reynolds, whose real name was Mary Frances Reynolds. And she was from Texas, y'all. Yes. Everything is big in Texas, including Debbie Reynolds. She has talked about, I almost said Gone with the Wind. Oops, I did it again, bitches. She talked about how singing in the rain was worse than childbirth. That says a lot. Carrie Fisher and Todd Fisher, you have my sympathies. The fact that singing in the rain was the most difficult childbirth she'd ever experienced. Her feet bled. She was coached by a very bisexual, Gene Kelly. And I can say that with great reverence. He was bisexual. Nobody that pretty was just straight. And he was pretty. He was pretty every night. People don't talk about that, you know. I even think Fred Astaire was a little gay. I mean, come on. Your Easter parade, you're dancing on the ceiling. This was years before Lionel Richie, mind you. But Fred Astaire was ahead of his time. Debbie Reynolds, I don't know if she worked with, I have to look. I got to know Debbie very extensively when Eddie Fisher left her for Liz Taylor's bosoms and later the vagina. You know, Carrie Fisher and I once talked at Studio 54. She said, you know, Truman, yes, your books just speak to me. And I said, Carrie, it's normal. Your mother was abandoned by a man with a very small penis who went after Elizabeth Taylor, who did not like big cocks. But then she met Richard Burton. And Richard Burton really just turned it upside down. And that's where I leave off, people. Because this is not my show. This is Dr. Zeus's show. He stepped back into the fold. So I, Truman Capote, are going to sail back to the afterlife, never, never land of the afterlife, not the one in Santa Maria, California, if you know what I'm talking about.
Thank you, Truman Capote, for stepping in for a moment's notice. As I said earlier, my two podcasts were going to make a baby, and this is the baby. I am recording them at the same time. I know, it's the threesome you always wanted. But here at Classic Films and Dark Humor and the Dr. Zeus podcast, I am merging my listeners together. I'm doing double duty. Very rarely will I do this. This is kind of like that Golden Girls episode where Rita Moreno was going to come in and do Empty Nest. But they kept the Empty Nest stage and they kept Charlie. Originally, his name was George. They changed it to Charlie. They took out Rita Moreno, killed her character, brought in Robert Mulligan and the two daughters and Dreyfus, and you have a Empty Nest. So, here we are, people. Welcome to this broadcast. It's going to be short. Tonight was a busy night. I didn't abandon all of you, you know. But here at Classic Films and Dark Humor and the Dr. Zeus podcast, I love my listeners. I love you so much that I'm going to give you these 10 minutes. 10 minutes of dark humor in classic films. Debbie Reynolds, a friend, inspired this. She bought a Debbie Reynolds book at an antique shop. Debbie Reynolds really was a trailblazer. She didn't put up with BS. She did for a little while, but you know, when you live, you learn. And she was later on Will and Grace. You know, Debbie, we miss you. And also she inspired Postcards from the Edge. So, we need to talk about that. Postcards from the Edge was basically Carrie Fisher's tale of growing up in Hollywood. Two famous parents. And then the divorce. Carrie Fisher made light of this in Wishful Drinking, her one-woman stage show, which is absolutely brilliant. But Debbie, you know, at the heart of it is Debbie Reynolds. Debbie Reynolds is very polite and had a wicked sense of humor as well. When they were on Oprah Winfrey, her and Carrie together, they talked about, Carrie talks about, "So, naturally, my father flew to Elizabeth's side, slowly making his way to her front. He consoled her with flowers, and ultimately he consoled her with his penis." That's my Carrie Fisher impression. Not great, but you know what's there. And as she said this, Carrie, or Debbie, has her two fingers to insinuate a small penis that he had. He was lacking in girth. You gotta love Debbie Reynolds for that. That is humor. Also humor when she was on Will and Grace. And she did the I Told You So dance. I don't know if many of you remember that. Will and Grace was ahead of its time. It premiered 20 years ago. And now it's back. How do I stomach it? It's hard to stomach. I'm sure it will get funnier. But who knows? Who knows? We can only hold on to hope. That's what Debbie Reynolds had. Debbie Reynolds had hope. And then she lost her daughter, whom she absolutely loved. And couldn't bear to be without her daughter. And joined her daughter. That says a lot. That is Postcards from the Edge, the sequel. That now they're together again, like Judy Garland and Liza Minnelli. But Liza's still alive, so that's not going to happen for a while, you know. But I'm sure Debbie and Carrie are up there singing Where We Go, you know. The gay men, including myself, loved Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds. Two gay icons. And I almost said lesbian Taylor. I'm sorry, Liz Taylor. So, that's what I wanted to talk about. It wasn't too funny, but you know, it was informative. Tonight's episode is dedicated to Debbie Reynolds, the mother of gay Hollywood. Come on, Carrie, I know you hear me. So, in the words of her daughter, Carrie Fisher, may the force be with you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.